I tell people, you know, I'm not preaching to nobody about how they should live or what they should do, because, you know, I don't even know what I should do. So it's just kind of like somewhere's out there beyond me, something pops into my head and it's trying to tell me to do something. Get up off your butt and do something. So that's just what happened.
For the last 10 years, J.J. Gray has definitely gotten off his butt and done something. He hails from North Florida, but his style of funky and soulful rock and blues has sent him around the world. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. J.J. Gray and Mofro's new album is called Georgia Warhorse, which is actually a kind of grasshopper found in the South. J.J. says it's yellow and black and tough like an old school Tonka toy. J.J. Gray is a native of Jacksonville and often sings about its beauty in his songs. He belongs to the Snook Foundation, which fights to protect fish habitats in that region. J.J. and band created a sound that's often described as Southern Swamp Rock or Florida Swamp Soul. Whatever it is, he's been taking it out on the road and winning fans for 10 years, either just with his band or opening for people like Mavis Staples and Booker T. Jones. J.J. Gray came by Studio A to chat and play live, and host Claudia Marshall got to ask him about what kind of music influenced his sound.
I listen to everything, anything and everything. Like I say, I'm terrible with genres, and for me, it's kind of like, I thought about it one day, and it was kind of like your heartbeat. You know, if you just ran a mile, your heart beating real fast, and if you're scared, it's beating a different way, and if you're nervous, it's beating another way. And then if you took and tried to split all that up into genres, like, well, this genre is, you know, this is the, this kind of genre of heartbeat. It's like, it's just a heartbeating, dude. You know, it's all it is, man. You know, and it's like,
can I get quote asked, you on that? Sure. I love that.
I get asked questions all the time about, well, blues and this. I'm like, blues is, it's a feeling, man, I guess. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with notes and chords and all that thing.
Down by the sea, staring at the sunset. All those colors of light, like a flame through the heart. Whoa, whoa. But I never saw a sunset, woman, till I met you, ooh, yeah. The sweetest thing, the sweetest thing. You're the sweetest thing, the sweetest thing. Down by the sea, stand on the heaven.
Would you tell us about the egg room? There's an egg room in your house.
Yeah, we used to have two big old huge chicken houses with thousands of chickens, and my grandparents were in the egg growing business, not for people to eat, but for the growers to hatch biddies out of. So one of my jobs was go to pick up all these chicken eggs every day. You know, it was lots of fun. And having 400 feet long chicken houses with thousands of hens pecking at me and roosters trying to, because you had to have roosters in there for the eggs to be fertile.
I would
these
never
roosters,
eat another egg in my life.
They're flying up on you trying to spur you, and the chickens are pecking your hand, and you're 12 years old and you're just like, what am I doing here? You know. But the egg room was the refrigerator room in between the two chicken houses, and it was, you know, foam lined and all this stuff, and it's just sat there for 20 odd years now, not doing nothing. So I just cleaned it out, put a new roof on it, and put some gear in there, and just you know, record in there.
Bad blood, I could crawl right out of my mind. It's a long day when the sun won't shine. But it feels like fussing and fighting is all we do. Lord knows I can't get enough of you. Bad blood, I could crawl right out of my mind. Ooh. Oh girl, it's a new day. Now we can make it shine. sunshine.
That's J.J. Gray and Mofro playing live in Studio A with Beautiful World and Sweetest Thing. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.